Hello, I'm Maya Vaughn. I am 16 years old and I'm here interviewing my uncle, Alone Howard. Okay. When and where were you born?
I was born in Israel.
What part of Israel?
Tel Aviv City.
Tel Aviv, and what year?
1954.
Okay. What was it like growing up in Tel Aviv?
It was great. It was great. I had very, very nice and healthy childhood.
Was there anything special or interesting about it?
Well, I was into sport. I was a wrestler, and wrestling was a big part of my life growing up.
Did you continue to pursue wrestling as you grew older?
Yeah, I stopped wrestling when I was 22 years old.
Okay. What was it like growing up in a country that had a lot of conflict?
It's a routine in Israel when you go into school, high school, and then you spend 3 years in the military. So every citizen have a duty to do his job and obligation, and it was part of growing up.
So did you join the army when you were done high school?
Yeah, I mean, usually people join the army when they're 18 years old to 21, and that's what I did. After high school, I joined the army.
What was your role?
I was in the army.
So you were in combat, you were fighting?
Yes.
Did that affect you in any way?
Not really. It's like something like you raised and you understand it's your duty and that's what you have to do. And this is part of our life.
In your childhood, did that conflict seemed normal to you, or were you scared? How did it affect you emotionally?
Well, one part of my life, I was asking my dad a question, why we have to do that, you know? But I didn't understand, 18 years old, you know, you have everything in your life, friends, party, going out, social, and then when you're 18 years old, you know, you have to give basically everything up and join the military. It's not an easy thing to do, but if you look on the big pictures, it's your duty. That's what you have to do. And I understood it, but it was a little difficult. But you have to do what you have to do.
If you could go back and if you had the decision, would you do it or would you remove that part of your life?
Looking back now, I think this is the best time in my life, the 3 years in the military. I think it did me a lot of good, and I wish my son would be in the military.
Okay, so you think that it kind of shaped you to who you are today and how you act? And
yeah, absolutely. Military is it make you a lot more mature when you're young, and teach you responsibility and deal under pressure. It's a lot of great quality being in the military.
Okay. Going back to your childhood, if you could grow up in a place other than Israel, would you, or would you decide to stay there?
I feel like I'm being lucky, born in Israel, growing up, and was there until 22 years old. It's like I think it's the best time of my life being in Israel. Although I'm having a great time being in America too, but I wouldn't give up my childhood.
That's good. Are there any events in your life that have shaped you to be who you are today other than the military?
Well, I had a big event in my life, you know, like when I was right before the army, I was a wrestler and I was part of the Olympic Munich situation, and it has affected me.
To this day?
Well, yes.
Is that relevant in your life? Like, does it come up a lot?
Well, we have to stop because Jody is here.
Okay, so moving on from that, what are you proudest of in your life?
Proud of my life is like getting married and having children and raising a family.
Is there anything of yourself? Like, what are you most proud of?
Being, be able to open a business here and be a husband and raise a great family.
Okay. Do you want to explain how it was transitioning into moving to America and leaving your country?
I don't understand the question. One more time.
So, what was it like leaving Israel and moving to America for you?
Well, the reason I came to America, I have two older brothers there. I came to visit them, and I ended up staying here. I loved everything about America. I love the people, I have the freedom, I love everything, and I decided to stay.
Where were you when you visited them? What part of the country?
My brother was in Philadelphia, PA.
So you decided to stay there?
Not by choice, you know. Not by choice. I ended up, you know, in going to Philadelphia because they was living in Philadelphia.
Okay. If you could live anywhere else, where would you pick in the United States? If you got to pick.
Well, I love Florida. California is a beautiful place. I like to be where it's warm.
Me too. Okay. What was it like being in the Olympics? Like, just as an athlete, what was that like? Was it exhilarating?
It was a great experience. It was a really, really great. Unfortunately, I was not able to enjoy to the fullest because what happened to my fellow friends and my coach and my rest of my team after the massacre in Munich 72.
But the experience before that was really amazing.
Well, to get to the level, to be chosen to go to represent your country was, you know, it was challenging. And I was proud of myself to be able to reach this point. Yes, it was a challenging and exciting.
What characteristics do you think it took to get there?
Well, you need to be a very hardworking person. You have to put your mind into it. You have to work hard. And you have to give up a lot of things to get there. And it's rewarding, you know, when you get there. You know, the feeling is a great feeling.
Do you think that reflects who you are today and how you live your life?
I think so, yeah. It's all about discipline and focusing in your life and put a challenge in yourself and beat up, you know, stuff that you need to beat and to get where you want to get.
So you said that you had to give up a lot of things in order to get there. What type of things did you have to put aside?
Well, first of all, you know, I have to, you know, watch my weight. So food, you know, for example, it was something that I have to watch all the time. I had to give up a lot of goodies and chocolate, ice cream and stuff like that. And to be in the right weight. And this is not easy. Growing up, being a young kid, you want to try to eat everything you want. And you need to be disciplined to say, no, I cannot have it. Even a pasta.
Jeez. Okay. And the food in Israel is so good.
Yes.
Okay.
The falafel, the hummus, and all that other good stuff.
You couldn't eat falafel?
Well, for a limit, yeah. You have to watch, yeah.
Would you ever consider moving back to Israel?
I would love to, you know, but it's practical. It's going to be very difficult.
All of that aside, if you could just drop everything and run, take everything with you to Israel, would you do it?
No, I love the love. I love the life in America. You know, I have a wife and children, and I built my business here. Yeah. You know, it's not easy just to pick up and leave. I live here in America more than I live in Israel, and I'm lucky to be able to love two countries.
That's true. What parts of Israel do you miss the most?
Obviously, my hometown, Tel Aviv. I love Tel Aviv. And
you do?
I missed it, yeah. Well, I get lucky to... I was able to go and visit my country just about once a year.
That's great. If you were to move back, would you move back to Tel Aviv or would you pick somewhere else?
Probably going to be Tel Aviv or right outside Tel Aviv.
Okay. Moving away from that subject, what parts of your life bring you the most joy?
My children.
Do you want to elaborate?
No, you know, watching my children grow up and getting married, and now I'm being a grandfather, it's a great feeling.
That's good. So I know you talked about how the Army was your favorite or greatest part of your life, but other than that, what time do you think was the most amazing for you?
Growing up, my childhood, I had a good, healthy, I got a lot of good friends. I was very social with my friends, and I had a lot of friends, and we went out a lot. School was great. Just living in Israel, it was a great time in my life.
Are you still in touch with those friends?
Some of them, yes. And I have a great family there too. I have a lot of cousins, uncle, aunts, and we have a big family in Israel, and we're keeping in touch with them. And it's a good feeling.
So it must be really special going to visit everyone.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Do you want to talk about your Israeli roots and how you still speak Hebrew and how you brought that up in your own family?
I don't understand the question. One more time.
Like the culture, how you brought up your family, including that culture and continuing to speak Hebrew.
Well, you know, like your culture, you never forget your culture. You always have your culture. And I have a lot of Israeli friends that we social and we speak the language. And obviously, my kids pick up on it. They went to Hebrew school. They speak some of the language and not speaking fluent Hebrew. But they respect and they understand where I came from. And they try to follow my footsteps and keep it the holiday, the tradition, going to Hebrew school and do it. Whatever they need to do.
So you value that a lot. Okay, we'll end on a fun question. If you can think of your favorite memory or funniest story, what would that be from any part of your life?
I have so many of them, I cannot even pinpoint one of them.
Nothing?
No, I'm blessed to have a lot of good memories.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, well, thank you for letting me interview you. That was really fun. Okay.
Great. Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay.